Okay, thanks for downloading this podcast from iTunes or historychappy.com. Today we've got a group of high ability year 12s and we're debating. The statement is, this house believes that the first five-year plan was an extraordinary success for Russia's economy and people. We've got one team agreeing with that statement and one team disagreeing. We're going to start with the team that are disagreeing with that statement for their opening comments. Thank you very much indeed.
To a large extent, we disagree with this statement because behind the Soviet propaganda was economic chaos to meet targets. There was also low labour productivity, and one of Stalin's aims was to abolish the free market and replace it with a centrally planned economy. However, it encouraged the formation of the black market.
Thank you very, very much indeed. Let's go to our team who are counter-arguing. What do you have to say about that? Can we hear your opening statement, please?
The production of raw materials had increased substantially in some ways. Russia was a more dynamic society. Furthermore, the first five-year plan caused the economy to grow at around 14% a year, which was good because the Western countries were in a state of depression following the Wall Street crash.
Back to our team who are disagreeing.
Even though that you can argue that the productivity did rise by 14%, the targets were highly unrealistic, and in order to meet the targets, the quality of stuff that was produced was not very good, and there was also a decline in the living standards.
You said that the products were of lower quality, however, there was more money going into education from an increase in the economy, so the Russian people were therefore able to make the products to a higher standard, and so the economy kept growing.
Thank you. Great point. What do you have to say about that? Do you agree? Do you have a question of your own? What do you think?
However, the people that worked to produce all these products were not specialized in these productions, so that shows that no education was present.
Thank you very, very, very much.
Actually, they didn't need to be specialists because they had already allocated specialists. They were called the red specialists. And it is a success because the bourgeoisie, they were removed, and then 15,000 new and improved specialists were involved. So they didn't need to be specialists.
Yikes, thank you very, very, very much. Sir, would you like to counter that? Do you have a question of your own? What's your contribution? Where are you going?
How can you argue that the plan was a success when it's common knowledge that administrators lied about their production numbers and the government targets were never even met in most cases?
Great question. Fortunately, I'm not answering it. You good to go, sir?
The five-year plan was impressive compared to before the Tsarism and the NEP. Because it outperformed all of them, all of the previous economic system in terms of iron, coal, steel, and oil. So even though they lied about it, they still outperformed previous years.
Thank you very much indeed. Some good points clearly and articulately made. Would you like to respond to our question of your own?
Respond. However, you're saying it's a success with the production. It was mostly production of oil, iron, steel, coal, and oil, and the necessities of everyday life were left, like textiles and common use of the public.
Thank you. Would you like to respond to that? Do you accept that comment? A good point. Sounds logical to me. Goodness me. Sir, thank you.
Okay, but the stuff they were producing was mostly too bad a quality to actually use for anything, so they were just making redundant materials. So in the event of a war, it's not going to be very helpful.
We have another point from same team.
And you can't just leave everyday life items ignored because that will just further decline people's lifestyles and living standards and make it even worse. You can't just put the focus on raw materials.
Okay, so the homogenous focus on the production of raw materials whilst being essential is not in and of itself going to provide a broad and rich fabric by which Russia can progress and develop. Would you agree with that?
Well, the government
the government's aim was industrialization. I'm not being funny, but they would have died if they weren't producing anything else. They obviously were producing other things. It's just their focus was on the industry because they thought that's what they had to do to improve their like situation.
I'm happy to call the debate a day there, unless you would like to respond. Go for it.
But how do you say that raw materials are the most important thing and they wouldn't have anything else, but working conditions were really bad? Like, peasants moved into towns and they had little experience of industrial work in factories, and they lived in very unsafe conditions, which resulted in a lot of dangerous incidents and even deaths. And this means that all the government cared about was meeting production targets, and they ignored everything else that was actually necessary and important.
Before I go over to the counter, Tim's going to have one more point from your colleague.
How can you say that the production of raw materials is going to help people in war when you're killing them yourself in labour camps if they don't meet the targets that you've designed?
Some really well-constructed questions. Would you care to respond? You were under no obligation to, but I'm sure it would help your argument if you did.
Okay. Well, I'm choosing to answer the first question, and one of my colleagues will answer the second. Okay. You said that, like, working conditions were really bad and stuff. Well, to be fair, they were pretty bad anyway. Like, under the provisional government and under the Tsar, they were rubbish. And, in fact, you could say it was the same, but also increased because of the new social mobility that accompanied the first five-year plan. Like, the population in the cities trebled, so people had more opportunities and they were able to experience a new life. Yeah.
Do you want to answer the second
Thank
question?
You very much indeed. We have a counterpoint. Thank you. Where you go?
Yeah, but doesn't mean that you can improve your economy when your workers and your people live very bad lifestyles, which causes their deaths. I mean, you can't just intimidate them to follow you and follow your orders. That is not a very successful plan, in my opinion.
Okay. Quick question for you before we round up. Would you accept that it was a success if we removed the adjective extraordinary? If it just said was a success, would you agree with that statement? And if so, to what extent? Is the word extraordinary, is it overkill or is it overstating the point, do you think? So is there any truth in the fact it was a success if you take extraordinary out of the equation?
No. Because it was an unrealistic plan anyway, because he wanted to abolish the free market, which realistically is never going to happen, and all it did was encourage a black market. So even on an economic basis, it wasn't even successful if you even take out like the standard of living.
Thank you very, very much indeed. I'd like to respond. You're under no obligation to, but... Yeah, it was a question designated for that team, really. Would they accept it was a success if we take out the word extraordinary? They've said categorically no. So they don't think it was a success to any bona fide extent. What's your opinion?
But it did have many positive... I think the positives outweigh the negatives because education went up. The economy grew at around 14% every year, which is better than before, so... even if the working conditions were really low, economy did grow and people had better lives, especially because of Russia had the biggest population, and it was a new government, so they didn't really. You need to give them time to actually fix it.
And also, you could argue that its main like aim was heavy industry, and since it went up by 14% a year, that in itself is extraordinary.
14% by any yardstick is a massive growth year on year. Okay, yeah. Do you want to make a point or are you? You do. All right. We'll make this the last one from each team, then we'll call it a day. Thank you.
Yes, but people's lifestyles continue to to get even worse because their diets were even poorer than the NEP. And if you're saying it's a new government, shouldn't a new government try to resolve the existing problems and not make it worse by adding a seven-day working week with no day off, even on a Sunday, which is the day that people used to take as a rest day. And it was when they'd go to church and follow their religious commitments. So how is that successful?
You're not going to be able to respond to the answer, but they are free to answer. Go on, where you go?
Well, the five-year plan isn't a plan for the whole of Russia to be happy-go-lucky, holding hands. It's for heavy industry. So it is a success in that case, because it achieved that.
We hear you. Thank you very much indeed. Okay, you can download to historychappy.com. If you want to let my Year 12s know what you think, tweet me at HistoryChappy. Thank you, and goodbye.